change. How many lives are living? All right, welcome back to it. You know, we've talked a lot about the challenges facing farmers across the state. Tough weather this spring, tough economic conditions in some areas, of course, challenges with tariffs and the price of beans and so forth. Good news is that at least the Chinese are now buying more pork, more soybeans, should help the deal with Japan, $7 billion in ag products, but still challenges. Ken Nobis here. He is from the Michigan Milk Producers Association, the senior policy advisor. Ken, welcome to the conversation.
Well, thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Love to have you. I've been watching dairy trucks roll by my house since I was young. They say MMPA on the back of those big stainless steel, you know, drums. You know, so I'm quite familiar with you guys. But tell me about the dairy industry in Michigan. We got some problems out there. Do tell.
Well, yeah, we are actually 2019 was a point in time that we were entering the fifth year of a down economic market in dairy, generally speaking. And Michigan has suffered that downturn a little more than the rest of the country because we've had exceptional growth in milk production in this state. And that meant we have had a lack of processing capacity. And since we are a peninsula, that incurs fairly significant transportation costs to move that milk out of the state. Some of that is turning around today. The global marketplace for dairy is somewhat stronger than where it has been in the past. We're seeing more balanced production and consumption than we've had in the last 5 years, which is significant. And in Michigan itself, you know, we've seen a 96% increase in milk production with 42% more cows since the year 2000, which is a phenomenal mark. But we, as I said, we have lacked in processing capacity. But there is more capacity coming online. The co-op I belong to, MMPA, has actually, we have been in a stable position for over 18 months now. We've had adequate processing capacity for all our milk. There is a large dairy plant, cheese plant, being built by Glanbia in St. John's that will process initially, anyway, 8 million pounds of milk a day into cheese. That will make a huge difference for
right.
The state's dairy economy. So things aren't perfect, but they do look better than what they did a year ago.
All right. So let me ask you about the importance to all ag producers, the Michigan milk producers, and the dairy industry in general when it comes to this USMCA that sits here not going anywhere. I believe it lowers impediments to markets in Mexico and Canada and elsewhere that could be greatly beneficial to your constituents, to your association members. What about the USMCA? What would it do for you, do you think?
Well, let me back up a step. So USMCA is a revision of the NAFTA agreement that's been in place for since the 90s, early 90s, I think. And that had a very beneficial effect to U.S. dairy. In fact, we export 16% of the milk we produce in this country, and Mexico is our largest buyer of exported milk. It's about a $1.4 billion a year business for us. We have a corner on that market. So right now, we're still operating under NAFTA, and we do have we're zero tariffs, and we want to keep it that way.
Right.
The problem is if the USMCA in for us in dairy with Mexico, there's not much to gain there. We do have some gains in with Canada, however. We will have a small slice of milk that we can put into Canada for sales in Canada.
Right.
Currently, we actually... Any milk that would go from this country to be sold to a consumer in Canada faces a 200-300% tariff.
So we need to get that out of the way because I say this because, you know, I look at the numbers from 2018, 154 Michigan dairy farms closed their doors.
Yes.
That according to the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Yes.
So I look at that and that's concerning to me because a lot of the smaller farms are, you know, they're tap dancing down the razor blade of financial ruin every day, it seems. Maybe it's not quite that bad, but it certainly looks like a problem to me.
It is a very serious problem, and it has an economic impact in rural Michigan and rural America when those small farms go out of business. There's no question about it.
The smaller you are, the generally speaking, the less efficient you can be. So low prices impact those smaller farms first. And going along with the economic impact, there is a labor shortage in all over the country, but especially in rural Michigan and rural parts of the country. Those smaller farmers, generally speaking, don't have the option. Well, they can't pay as high wages, so it's hard for them to hire anybody.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, having people on staff is tough, and if a guy can go get a job where he's not standing knee deep, in the cow pasture, if you will,
right,
in cow manure or pig manure or chicken manure, right, whatever it might be, or it doesn't have to, manually get down there in the pit and milk cows, get the machines on this and that. I mean, let's be honest, these are kind of dirty jobs. And if they don't pay very well, tough to attract people. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if we pay as much as we can, I think many of us that are able to match what light industry would pay, but still people want, it's a 7-day-a-week job.
Right.
And even though the people we hire don't work 7 days a week, the owners do, generally speaking. And you're right, it is a dirty job. It washes off, and some people would rather deal with animals than people. So.
Well, I'm one of those people. I like my dog better than I like most people. I'll give you that, Ken. I agree with you on that. Ken Nobis here from the Michigan Milk Producers Association, talking about some of the challenges that dairy farmers have and some of the problems they're facing. But you feel better, like you said, at least there's optimism in your voice this Friday.
Well, there's more optimism than there was a year ago, that's for sure. Yeah. Right now, a concern of a lot of us here in Michigan is the weather. We had a battle to get crops in, and we didn't get them. A lot of farmers didn't get all their crops planted this spring because it was so wet so late. And now our concern is we've been getting some frequent rains here. Is it going to be the same problem getting them harvested this fall? So.
Well, that seems to be true a lot of years, though. It rains a lot in October, my experience over time. So. To be a farmer in general, I think you have to be an optimist, Ken. I mean, how could you not be? I mean, if you had the Eeyore attitude, it'd be terrible. I mean, you got to be an optimist. If you're going to plant a crop and then hope that somewhere a few months down the road, it's going to be there for you and everything's going to be great. That is the definition of an optimist, I believe. I'll give you the last word.
Well, we're also some of the biggest gamblers in the world.
Well, that's true. And it's all in. All the time.
Yes, all the time, every year.
That's right. Ken, I greatly appreciate you being here. I do. I don't think that the farmers of this state or, well, anywhere really, get the kind of recognition and voice that you guys deserve. So thank you for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we're very proud of our industry and the nutrition we provide the global population. It's there are some very big pluses to being in this industry, and that's one of them.
There you go. Ken Nobis, Michigan Milk Producers Association. I'm sure we'll check back in with you from time to time just to see how things are going. Have a good weekend, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
There you have it. These people are working hard every day. When you're got your feet up, farmers don't. Just keep that in mind. Farmers and ranchers working hard every day. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.